new channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, hello. Born out of passion, we are a community that helps you be the new you. I'm Dr. Michelle Maross, live streaming from the United States amongst the beautiful mountains of Colorado. You are watching Mental Shift. Live courageously. My guest tonight is a film producer, director, professor, author, podcaster, actor, and motivational speaker who shares a powerful message of overcoming all odds to succeed in life. His journey began when he dropped out of high school at the age of 15 and went from the South Bronx to Hollywood. And he's now produced over 50 feature films. I mean, he's got a podcast show called Live Courageously. I was a guest on it, which was awesome. And he's produced over 60 shows so far on this podcast, Live Courageously. He also writes a weekly live Courageously newsletter, and it's called Substack, and I'll put that in the chat later for all of you. And he's also very active in the military veteran support with mentoring and film activities. He's really everywhere. He's also an adjunct professor at UCLA Extension. He's an adjunct film professor at the Art Center in Pasadena and at the John Paul the Great Catholic University, where he also has taught film production classes to students in their MBA program. He's directed short films like The Flag, Left Behind. There's just so much about my guest tonight, and I cannot wait for all of you to meet him. He also has written two books, actually based on his own life, his memoir. And on top of that, he's done 500 books. Well, he's read over 500 books on personal development. Now, his books are called, the first one is Black Irish, Not Your Average White Boy. And number two is Mayo to Reagan, A Born Again American. And right now he's producing a feature film based out of on an incredible true story of a Houston boxer named Maurice Termite Watkins, and who took Iraq to the Olympics in 2004. And the film is entitled They Call Me Termite. But when you meet John, you will be amazed. Just one, he's just the happiest guy I've ever met. And two, he probably makes me look like I'm not busy. So please welcome my wonderful and new friend, John Duffy.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Michelle. Such an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. And thank you for that. A beautiful introduction. I feel like, did I do all that? I just, because after what you do, I'm like, I'm thinking I don't do anything compared to you. So thank you for that great introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, just the list, and I didn't say everything you did. And that's what's just so amazing to me, and that people can connect with you and learn more about you and then find out more about your shows. They can go to your newsletter, right? And what's the newsletter again?
It's on Substack. It's a place where you can get it, a Substack newsletter, and it's called Live Courageously. And I've done about 26 issues a weekly. Every Wednesday it comes out. So just one more thing to keep me busy, I guess.
I'm not I know. Gee, I wonder what else I can do to keep myself busy. And so the Substack is a great way to connect with John, but also go to Live Courageously with John Duffy. I mean, I found him on, well, a friend connected us, and then I was on his show, but you can find that on Facebook. But definitely go to Live Courageously with John Duffy. That is on YouTube.
And the show that I did with you is on YouTube. It was last week, and it's fantastic. You were amazing. I could have talked to you for hours, but it was a great show.
Oh, thank you. And that's why we're here today. We're going to talk another 30 minutes. So right. I do want to talk to you about your mental shift, because here on Mental Shift, I bring people on because one, you have amazing stories, but two, you used to do something and then you had a shift in your mindset that brought you to do what you're doing. And with you, you've had multiple shifts. So I would love for you to share what was going on when you left school at 15 and how you went from the Bronx to Hollywood, and how are you doing what you're doing today? Please enlighten us.
Well, I was raised by a widowed mom, an Irish immigrant. I grew up in one of the worst neighborhoods, the South Bronx, and we grew up in poverty. And I kind of followed my brother's, who was 3 years older than me, his path. He dropped out of high school, so I figured I might as well do that too. And so I dropped out at 15 and I started working. And I got a job at a local grocery store. And then I kind of went on a journey. And I got involved in different community activities, anti-drug stuff in the neighborhood. There was a bunch of radical groups. I got involved with the Black Panthers as a supporter, not as a member, obviously. And did a whole lot of things. And eventually that led me to lead in a trip to China when I was 26 years old. Still a high school dropout. And then I came back and then I went to college, got a GED, went to college and started a new recreation of myself and started acting, went on for, I got my BA and took a couple of years towards a master's and then just went on another journey. And that, you know, kind of recreated my, I say I've lived seven lifetimes and I'm working on my eighth.
You're a cat.
So, you know, yeah. Well, cats get nine. So I got to catch up to them. Right. So, yeah. So a lot of different shifts. I've made a lot of shifts in life and identity. And each time I've kind of recreated myself, gone through another door and tried to grow even further and expand.
Wow. I mean, you already, the main shift is you left school at 15 and didn't go down an incredibly dark road. I mean, you were still very positive. Have you always been just this kind of guy, this happy-go-lucky, thought-provoking man?
Well, you know, I was always a learner. Even when I dropped out of high school, I started reading books. I got a passion for learning after I dropped out of high school, maybe a little bit when I was in school too. But when I came out, once I quit school, I started to learn and I read everything I could get my hands on. And so some of my friends at the time, they were like, reminded me, they were like, you helped us write our college papers. And I was the high school dropout. So, you know, it was just kind of interesting, but I wanted to learn. I really had a passion for learning. And so that's continued. That's led me to just grow, because when you, I have a quote called ABL, always be learning. And when you're learning, you just keep growing. And you know, there's never enough. You never have enough that you can learn, because there's just so many things out there that we can grow from and learn. So that took me down that path. And so I started to expand. And I was just, I guess I was kind of always a leader as a kid. And I was lucky because I saw all the negative things in my neighborhood. A lot of friends got into heroin. A lot of people got into gangs. People went to jail, a lot of my friends. But I just kind of didn't go down that path. I played basketball on the street, just street ball. And I just kind of didn't want to get caught up in the negative. I wanted to make things better. I had this something inside me that wanted to make things better. And that has led me throughout my life, I think, that desire to do that.
That's lovely. I mean, I always tell people, where there's a will, there's a way. And if you want to learn, it doesn't matter what you're coming out of, you will learn. And you're a proof positive of that. I mean, you're helping college papers and you were the high school dropout. That just cracks me up. I mean, I did the same thing. I dropped out of engineering and I was still tutoring people in engineering. I quit, but they were still in it. And it's like, why is that even working? Because we love to learn and we love that concept. And we loved giving back to people. And we both still do that. Now, you got out of school, you left the Bronx, and then you went to Hollywood. You started acting. What was
To get me to Hollywood, just to give you that little quick story, what got me there was I came back to New York. I lived in Chicago for 2 years. I was going to school there, came back. And I was working in the post office as a mail handler for 5 years on the midnight shift. And I was kind of like doing some, I was starting to study acting at the time and acting in theater and film, but I was also doing some stupid stuff. I was, you know, drinking too much, getting high, just doing negative things. And then I ran into a seminar with Tony Robbins, which was a firewalk seminar. And it was right next to my post office. So I was like, okay, I can do this 2 blocks away. So I ended up taking the seminar and we walked on hot coals. And that changed my life. I came back to the post office that night, looked around and said, what am I doing here? It's time to retire and go after my dreams. So I made that decision. And that decision led me to what I thought was going to be an easy year, the worst year of my life. And everything went wrong. And I didn't give up the dream. It was just like, okay, I'm being tested. And in about a year, I finally, with $100 in my pocket, got a ride to California and started all over again and recreated myself one more time.
And you're still in California. You never left.
Yeah. No, I never left. The weather's too nice. But, you know, I moved through different things. When I came out to California, you know, I started scrambling. I had no money. I had to do all kinds of things to survive. So I got a job as a counselor with runaway kids. So I was a counselor, counseling kids. Given the music coming from my background in the ghetto, I had a lot that I could share from my own experience. So I counseled for a while. Then I started acting, and then I moved from acting. One of my co-counselors got me behind the camera into producing with his rap videos, and that took me into the producing world, and that took me down the next identity for me in the next lifetime. So it just kept going.
Well, and that's what's so amazing about when I meet people like you, is that you never give up, never give up. And no matter how dark and how hard it gets, you just keep crawling back up and finding your way. And so I share this a lot with my audience because a lot of my audience are young and they're like, oh, bad things are happening. I don't know what to do. I'm lost. Thing is like with you, when it's the darkest, keep moving because better things come out of that. Find that source of whatever you can do that can pull you up. You found a way to give back to other people to help you come back up. So whatever you're out there doing, people.
Well, you know, when I left New York, one of the things that really gave me a gift for a lifetime was a former girlfriend of mine who was dying of AIDS. And I spent a lot of time with her as she was getting sicker and sicker. And, you know, it's kind of funny. She gave me this gift because she said to me, her name was Cookie. She said to me one time, she didn't want me to come over, she said, because she didn't want to depress me. And I sat with that and I went, she's dying and she's concerned about depressing me. Yeah. And in that moment, I realized whatever I'm facing in life, none of it's ever going to stop me. Because if she can be concerned about me, what am I to be worrying about what my problems are? They're small. I can handle them. Let's just keep moving, right? And so I did. And so I left New York 2 weeks after she died. I was at a funeral. And then that's when I left for New York. So she kind of, and that was a gift. And then when I got to California, another door opened up and I ended up doing a one-man performance about her called Goodbye, My Friend. And I performed it for the kids in the shelter, the runaway kids. And I mean, the end of the performance, I was crying. Like all the kids in the audience were crying. We were just crying. And I realized that she came through me and touched them and helped change some of their lives as well. So you never know that darkness, like you say, if you just keep going, what gift you're being given to be able to help others and to share your story with others. So, you know, it's like, take advantage of that to go, you know, go out there in the world and do something for others.
Yeah, majorly. Well, I want to get on to another subject, but I know I don't want to start if we're going on break. So we're going to go on break. And when we come back, I want to go more into your state of mind, because lately there are a lot of people who think I have this or I don't have this, and therefore this defines me. And you have broken every mold where it comes to that. So please share this episode, share it live right now, invite some friends to watch it. And when we come right back from the break, we'll continue with John Duffy and we'll get deeper into more of what makes John Duffy so amazing to live courageously. Stand right by.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan. Dapat new Solmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. New Solmix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Welcome back. I'm having conversation with John Duffy with Live Courageously. Now, did you share this show with someone you care about, a friend, family member, someone who might be able to grow from this? Maybe you should do it right now while I bring in the commercials. So, do you know that TNC is a live stream platform of online shows for people on the go? Watch all of these shows that you see here on the screen, and now imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewership through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. Continue to watch Mental Shift every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time or Wednesday mornings at 10:30 in the morning in Asia. You can also watch replays via Facebook or YouTube, follow us on Instagram, and listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is search the hashtag TNC Now. If you'd like to be a sponsor for Mental Shift or any show here on TNC, go to now@thenewchannel.com or send a direct message to the new channel. And if you love watching and enjoy watching life-changing shows, come here to TNC. Send friends over, send people you care about over to TNC because we made these shows just for you. And welcome back. My name is Dr. Michelle Maras, and you are watching Mental Shift. And right now I'll be bringing back John Duffy with Live Courageously, because we want to talk to him about how he's managed to break molds, break the stereotypes, and make choices in his life that not only has improved his life, but he gives back on a mass level by producing movies and touching lives and veterans, and you're in everything.
Well, I still think there's so much more for me to do. If I could only have 50 more years, Michelle, but I'm trying to jam it in as fast as I can.
And that's great, because that's what we all should be doing, is living each day to the best of our ability. And when we drop dead smiling because we know we did good.
100%.
100%. Yeah. I love following you on social media, because you and I almost like cut and paste your stuff and put it on mine because we think the same way. It's like, oh, yeah.
Indeed.
But you broke molds. You are a high school dropout who did not go down a dark path. You found another way, a way to ignite yourself. You moved all the way across the United States. Well, you lost a very good friend, moved across the United States, and instead of sulking, you made a one-man show, basically, of how she gave courage to you, honestly, that you can share to others. And now you're producing movies left and right. And what drives you to do that? What brought you to the military and the veteran world and making the movies that you make?
Well, you know, a couple of things. One is I always say yes to any opportunity. So when anybody asks me to like meet somebody or go to an event or do something, I always try and find a way to say yes, because I never know what door opens up and who I get to meet and how life is going to change, like yourself, right? When we met. And so that's part of it. And then I love people, you know, it one thing I can say, so the more chances I get to go out in the world and work on this and help other people, I just love people. So, you know, to be able to have an opportunity to keep expanding the people that I know in my world. And I also love to be able to be of service to people, because I think, you know, the greatest, someone else said it, but the greatest, the gift to live in is given. And if you can give to others and contribute and find a way to find people, whatever thing that turns you on that you can help others, you're giving to them, but you're giving to yourself by giving. So yeah. It's kind of like it's a win-win, right? So, you know, veterans became a cause of mine because a door opened up. I went through, I met the Marines, and I did some projects with the Marine Corps. And I met the best young men and women I ever met in my life. And I went, okay, what else can I do to help these people? What can I do? They're doing so much. I'm not doing anything compared to them. So what can I do? And so it just opened up those doors. And I just started to find ways to contribute.
Wow. It's just fascinating. I really wish I could just like play commercials and movies of everything you've done just so that people can see what I see. But your name is easy to find. John Duffy, he's easy to find. And definitely find him on his Live Courageously with John Duffy on YouTube, because he has amazing guests. I've peeked through his lineup and I'm one of them. And then I can never remember the name of it.
It's a Substack newsletter. It's on Substack.
Substack.
It's a new one where a lot of journalists have like pivoted to be able to do their content on Substack. So I started to use that as a way to put out other stuff. It's still a learning curve for me. I've done 26 issues, but I'm still trying to figure out what am I doing with it? How can I share more with it? So, you know, you go on the journey with me, you know, and check it out on Substack. And once again, it's Live Courageously with John Duffy.
Yeah. And so where'd you get the name Live Courageously?
So, you know, I was up in Canada doing a movie during the pandemic. We were doing a movie with Kevin Sorbo. And this was the second one I did with him up in Canada in Calgary. And this was called Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. Yeah. And I woke up at 2:00 in the morning and I had been doing all these Facebook lives. And I just said, you know, I need to do a show, not with me talking all the time, but with all the amazing people I know. And I wanted to put the message out there because I saw so much fear being promoted in the media and everybody was afraid. And I was not afraid. And my friends were not afraid. We were going out there and living, you know, totally, like you say, unapologetically. And I say courageously. And we were just willing to do whatever it took and not be afraid. So I said, you know, that's the title I have to do, Live Courageously, inspire people in the middle of this pandemic, in the middle of fear, because who knows what the world throws at us. Whatever it throws at you, be courageous, step forward, you know, acknowledge the fear and then move forward anyway.
Amen to that. I mean, yeah, my thing is, that's what I was saying the same thing through COVID. That's where Unapologetic came out of. It's stop running in fear. Fear, whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of it. So start focusing on the good, live your life. And that was I got that unapologetic thought from, I've gone through some dark things in my life. And it was when I thought I was about to give up, when I thought, oh my gosh, how much more can I take? That's when it upswing. And so when people are like, oh, it's terrible, it's all bad. No, that means it's about to get better. Keep moving. I don't care how much it hurts. Keep moving. And we got our big words for the same thing.
That's why I connect so much with you on and having you on the show. because that is the message. And that's such a powerful thing for people to realize. Because, you know, unfortunately, we don't know what the world's going to do. We have no control over so much of what goes on outside of us. But we do have a choice as to how we react to stuff. We always can make a choice. We can either go into fear and go into limitation, or go into courage and go into bravery and step forward. And that choice is our choice. That's where our power lies, in making that choice. And no matter what somebody tells you, you always have a choice that you can choose what your reaction should be. And I say, you know, always choose the one that empowers you, not the one that disempowers you.
Yeah. Do not play the victim card. And Byron Katie, I love to quote, she has a quote that I like to adjust ever so slightly, but it's, there's three types of business in this world is how she says it. And I say, there's three types of control in this world. There's my control, there's God's control, and then there's the other person's control. And when you think you're in chaos and, oh my gosh, the world, everything's not working the way I want it, it's because you're trying to control something outside of you. So come back to you. What can you control? Your attitude. You can't control the other person, and you can't tell God what to do. So get out of their business and worry about you.
What is a great, it'll be on my newsletter coming out Wednesday, but there's a song that I just heard. Matter of fact, I wrote about it right before I had you on my show, and it was playing. I never heard it before. It's called These Times. And and the words, you got to listen to it. And, I listened to it right before I had you on my show, and it was perfect. It was perfect timing, because it was like God made us for these times. That's some of the words in the song. And it was just, we were made for this. No matter what is being thrown at us, we were made for this. We're here for this. Let's go. You know, and it was so inspiring to hear that song and then speak with you. And it was just like, wow, it was back to back.
Oh, I got to go look up the song. I love it. I love it when God plays those games on us and puts us in the right framework. I've got to go look up the song now, because no matter what is happening, I mean, like you and I both do this game of always say yes and find out what it's doing and then keep moving, because I've met the most amazing people like you by saying yes to the weirdest things. Hey, I got a friend. Want to meet him? Sure. And so I encourage all of you out there, look up John, okay? Look him up. And then also realize that everything does happen for some reason, even if it's out of our scope and we don't understand it. Find out the why behind what happens. Look up John, because on his podcast, he interviews the most amazing humans. And if you ever need any inspiration at all, he's got somebody on that show that you will be lined up with. Yes. Oh, my husband just put safety suit These Times. Is that who sings it?
No, I think it's Jeremy. Are you going to have to look at the newsletter? I may have given the wrong name.
Okay.
I don't know if I got the right name of it.
That's good. I'll look it up, because yeah. I want you to share with us, what is your final thought that you would like to share with our audience today? And then that way they can share it. And when they're watching the replay, they have a little piece of John Duffy that will ring in their minds whenever they're thinking, what else can I do?
Well, it's two things. As a quote Tony Robbins says that I love, is that life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. And it's an empowering way to realize when things are happening, it's happening for you to grow, to develop. Even negative things, it's just, you know, you come out of it stronger if you find a seed of positivity in it. And like you say, to end it on, it is live unapologetically and live courageously. And if you do both of those, you're always going to grow and you're going to make a difference in the world. And why not? Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah. And the thing is so many people want to play small and then beat themselves up for playing small. So don't. Big and loud. Go out there and have fun and look up John Duffy and you will smile so much more. He is a happy man. And he is just wonderful to listen to and to talk to. So look him up, get his newsletter, and definitely catch Live Courageously with John Duffy, okay? And thank you so much for joining me. I told you that 30 minutes is going to go incredibly fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have met you. And I know we're going to go down the world together in the future on so many different things. So God bless you. And thank you for giving me this opportunity.
God bless you. I'm so glad you're in my world. We'll see you soon. So everyone, take care. And until next time, I'll see you on Mental Shift next week, Tuesday, same bat channel, same bat times, wherever you are. And then we'll be back with Mental Shift next week. See you again. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.